Right now, though, it is time to take a look back at the weekend that was. For Weekend Warrior, Anthony Dockrell joins us in the studio now. Anthony, hey. Good morning.
Good morning, Tess. You have a nice weekend?
I did. It was great. I did absolutely nothing. It was awesome. What about you?
I was super busy. I was super busy being a taxi service to two kids. that's about the weekend. A lot of stuff happened on the weekend. So much stuff. I just had to actually drop a couple of things. But let's start with Sky News.
Oh, good. Good place to start. We kept this one.
Yesterday, they found themselves in hot water because of their choice of a guest. So Blair Cottrell was interviewed by Adam Giles.
No.
Now, Adam Giles is a former head of the LNP government in the Northern Territory and now a Sky News talking head. But who's Blair Cottrell?
Oh, God, I know who he is and I hate it.
He's a Victorian bodybuilder and he's previously posted online that a photo of Adolf Hitler should be in every classroom and copies of Mein Kampf should be handed out to students annually, in case they lose it, annually. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, Tess, and say that Blair Cottrell is a Nazi.
Yeah, he's the leader of, is it Reclaim Australia?
He's just splintered off.
He's gone.
As these right-wing groups do. So, you know, so Sky News has gone from having non-Nazis on air saying things that sometimes sound a little bit like they're coming from Nazis to just going, bugger it, let's get in a Nazi.
Let's just see how far we can push this. Jeez.
Poor SBS, because, you know, Sky News has overtaken SBS here as the place to watch Nazis. And how can SBS compete? How can they compete when all their Nazis are dead?
Well, it's a struggle they must face on a daily basis.
Okay, so get more serious now. Cue social media outrage, followed by Sky News deleting all socials around the story and posting a grovelling apology.
As they should.
So the problem is, Tess, though, at Sky News, they're kind of doing two very different beasts at the same time. They want to be a serious news channel, but at night and dead times on the weekend, they want to Fox News themselves. And, you know, they clearly think their audience is elderly, conservative, and very angry about Muslims, immigrants, plastic bags. But basically, they're angry.
Yes.
But, you know, how can you run two completely different services on a low budget?
Well,
and cue the weekend that we just had.
Yeah, definitely a weird one. I remember seeing a skit a couple of weeks back where, you know, how they'll have like the possum that comes out at 7:30 or the owl and tells kids to go to bed at whatever time. Someone had done a skit where they had a bat come out at 6 p.m. and it was the bat that came out and told everyone to go to bed because after that it got bat blank crazy. I laughed.
Yes. Okay, so Trump insulted an American basketballer, LeBron James, on the weekend. So let's say, you know, he basically did on Twitter, of course.
Of course.
So the tweet was, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. That last bit's a reference to Michael Jordan. I wonder what was said in the interview that caused the President of the United States to break away from his busy schedule. Let's have a listen.
Where this whole, this race thing is taking over, you know, because I believe our president is kind of trying to divide us. But I think...
Kind of?
Yeah, he is. Not, I don't want to say kind of. He's dividing us. And what I noticed over the last few months, that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us. And that's something that I can't relate to because I know that sport was the first time I ever was around someone white, you know, and I got an opportunity to see them and learn about them. And they got an opportunity to learn about me and we became very good friends. And I was like, oh, wow, this is all because of sports. And sports has never been something that divides people. It's always been something that brings someone together.
That is what set off the rant.
Now, it has to be said that Trump's tweet hasn't impressed the missus.
Oh.
She put out a statement supporting LeBron.
Oh, on Twitter?
Her personal representative put out the statement. So my guess is the Sunday roast dinner in the White House was a little bit tense.
If they even, some picture of one of those long tables with them sitting at either end.
Yes, there's a scene in Citizen Kane that would fit that bill.
Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
Okay, so let's get to even more serious stuff. On the weekend, Russian leader Vladimir Putin has appointed Steven Seagal as the special representative of the Russian Foreign Ministry in charge of Russian and American humanitarian I knew I was going to mess the bit up, ties.
You were doing well.
Yeah, I was. It's a long sentence. I just love to see the job selection criteria for this.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
And what the hell is that job all about? I looked at the statement. The one thing that jumped out that Seagal's going to be working on is he's going to be working in the sphere of cultural, public and youth exchanges.
That's a lot of words for not a lot.
I don't know. He's going to show his movie to kids. I don't know.
Cultural exchanges and youth. Right.
Yes. Yes. So look, you know, and Seagal, of course, tweeted, this is what you do now. I'm deeply humbled and honored to have been appointed as a special representative of the Russian Foreign Ministry in charge of Russian-American ties. I hope we can strive for peace, harmony and positive results in the world. I take this honor very seriously. But the world doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No, it really doesn't. Is he Russian? I don't know.
I don't think so. No. No. But, you know, let's not forget that Trump and Seagal have a lot of things in common. They both love Putin.
True.
And they've both been accused of sexual assault. Both also famously thin-skinned and narcissistic. So if you put the two together in a room, it's a bit like looking in a mirror, minus one has a comb over and the other has plugs.
Yikes.
So, to end, the Swans won in an absolute thriller on the weekend. I was at the SCG. I don't know how I survived those last minutes. It was very tense. They won by 2 points. And the goal that they kicked was an absolute fluke. Collingwood supporters would have been fuming. They probably could have thrown them into a boiler or something and used the energy that they must have been just
a renewable source
glowing at the end. It was fantastic to see.
I was going to ask you if your football team did the footballing, so I'm very glad to hear that they did.
Yep, and that was the weekend.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell there with the Weekend Warrior running you through anything you might have missed over the last 48 hours or so.